You are listening to the Novel Writing Podcast, episode 119. Grab a cup, cozy up, and let's get to writing. Today's episode is about ARC readers. ARC, or A-R-C, stands for Advance Reader Copy. And these are the readers who get your book, usually as an ebook, prior to the official release date in order to both read it and review it so that during launch week, the algorithms from Amazon and Goodreads or wherever else those reviews are posted pick up that it's getting attention. That attention tells Amazon and other platforms to show your book to more people, thus increasing the likelihood of early sales. Early reviews can really boost a book's success on Amazon, which is why ARC campaigns are a big part of many indie authors' launch plans. While I have been on ARC reader campaigns a couple times in the past, I didn't truly understand the significance of these for myself until after I released book 2 in my series. So up until this point, I have not done any ARC campaigns, but yeah, now that I know how important they are, I'm actually planning a big campaign for releasing book 3 later this year with bonuses and giveaways and a bunch of other fun stuff that goes out to my author email list first. The thing with ARC readers is that a certain percentage of the ones you recruit won't follow through on their end of the deal. That's just life. What that means is if you recruit, let's say, 100 ARC readers for your book release and all 100 get an advance ebook copy of your book, you are not going to get 100 reviews on launch day or even during launch week. You're just not. It's a numbers game, and while I don't know the average percentage for follow-through, you're still going to end up with people who just want to read a free book. Here's an example. I was on the ARC team for Gary Sinise's book, Grateful American. It was probably sheer luck that I got on the list for an actual physical copy of the book prior to launch. Only like 500 people were on that particular list, and everyone else got ebooks. So I actually have a proof copy only version of his book with a disclaimer inside that it's an ARC copy, and there are probably proofreading errors, which is funny, but his ARC team was much more than 500 people. It was in the thousands. But for all of those thousands of advanced readers, on Amazon, he has just over 5,200 reviews as of this recording. And the book is 5 years old. I guarantee, while the bulk of those reviews came in the first year of its release, not every single one of the people on his ARC team left a review. The huge influx of reviews of those who did, though, is what helped propel his book and plenty of other authors' books into the bestseller status on multiple lists. The thing about ARC reader campaigns, though, is you need people already following you, already in your audience, already on your email list, in order to tap them to be ARC readers. Gary Sinise has a huge following of fans from both his work as an actor and a philanthropist, which is why his launch team got such an enormous ARC campaign underway. These are all reasons why it's important to be building your author platform even before you release. I've said this many times in professional premium and even to my one-on-one clients who worry about what they would even say to people on social media or to an email list when a book's not out yet. But the reality in indie publishing right now is that we need to be finding our readers before we have something to give them to read. Having fans before day one is the foundation of success for any author, but that doesn't mean you're screwed for not having done it already if you already have books out. I released both books 1 and 2 without ARC teams, without real platforms, but now that I'm coming up to book 3, I'm putting in the work that I honestly didn't know I could and maybe should have done before. This is not an episode for how to find people to read your book ahead of time, but it all boils down to marketing, whether on social media, an email newsletter, in person, on podcasts. Whatever. ARC readers are people who want to read your book before it comes out. The good ones will leave reviews and bonus brownie points for the ARCs who also tell you about the typos that snuck through proofreading. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for joining me, and remember, the first draft is supposed to be garbage. The Novel Writing Podcast is a production of Tally Inc. To find out more about our writing resources, including the 60-day novel writing challenge, check out the links in the description.